Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Master Li Hongzhi lectures to 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners at DC conference. Thousands march in Washington, D.C., call for end of persecution. Raising awareness around the world about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Rally on Capitol Hill calls for end to persecution of Falun Gong. The Hindu, a meditation that improves physical health and mind. And bringing truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to Canadians. Now for the stories.
Master Li Hongzhi lectures to 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners at DC conference. Nearly 10,000 practitioners from 56 countries and areas attended the 2018 Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference held at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, June 21, 2018. Master Li Hongzhi arrived at the conference at 2 p.m. and lectured for 1 hour and 45 minutes, including a question and answer session. Attendees applauded warmly to welcome the revered master. The conference hall stage was decorated with flowers. Around the arena were electronic banners that read, "Falun Dafa is good," and "Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance." 16 Chinese and Western practitioners from the U.S., Canada, Argentina, Taiwan, and Hong Kong share their cultivation experiences. The conference offered live translation in a dozen languages. 28-year-old Paul said he obtained a Falun Gong flyer 4 years ago in San Francisco's Chinatown. When he saw the golden words "truthfulness, compassion, forbearance" on the flyer, he knew that it was what he had been looking for. He found the exercise instruction video and books online and started the practice himself. He said during his speech, "I cannot say that I understood every word that Master said, but I believed every word. I knew Master Li had no selfish motivation. Everything he said was the truth and was feasible. I was very excited." Paul quit all his bad habits and Master Li purified his body. "I was like a new person," he said. "I am very grateful to Master." Paul sees the significance of clarifying the facts and saving people, and he has actively joined fellow practitioners in a variety of projects. Benjamin from New York used to be addicted to alcohol and drugs. In 2008, a few months after he was arrested for driving while intoxicated, a cousin of his introduced Falun Dafa to him, and he started to read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. Ben said that when he started following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, his life changed, and he never used drugs or alcohol again. His school grades dramatically improved, and he graduated at the top of his class from a prestigious liberal arts college. After graduating, he received an offer from a Fortune Global 500 company. Ben is grateful for Dafa and Master, who renewed his life and changed him from being a drunken and lost young soul into a useful adult who makes his parents and himself proud. Ludi from Boston started practicing in 2005. She started several projects which help her inform government officials and community leaders about what Falun Gong really is. She also initiated a long-term project with help from fellow practitioners to clarify the truth to the students and faculty at Harvard University. She shared her experience of organizing a rally on the Harvard campus, during which numerous media workers, scholars, businessmen, and tourists learned the facts about Falun Gong.
Thousands march in Washington, D.C., call for end of persecution. More than 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners from around the world held a march in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, June 20th, to draw attention to the 19-year persecution of Falun Gong in China and to call for support in bringing about its end. Led by the Tian Guo Marching Band, the march set off from Capitol Hill, traveled along Pennsylvania Avenue, Constitution Avenue, and ended at the Washington Monument. Some practitioners in the march carried photos of those who lost their lives during the persecution, while others carried banners calling upon the public to recognize the evil nature of the Communist Party. The practitioner's message was warmly echoed by spectators and passers-by. Ms. Zhang from Beijing said she was deeply moved and stirred by the truth revealed in the march. She said, "Any Chinese would be shocked by it, because you cannot see this in China. But it is important for Chinese people to know the truth. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is the universal value," she added. Everybody would agree. Many passers-by said they believe that it is important to expose the true nature of the Communist Party. 14-year-old Tian traveled from England to play in the Tian Guo Marching Band. He has played clarinet in the band for 6 years. He has performed in similar marches in England, Germany, France, and the U.S. He said, "Performing clarinet in these marches is fun. More importantly, it helps to raise public awareness of the persecution. I am glad to see that people like our performances," he added. They smiled and applauded. Elad, a high school teacher from Israel, said that the reason he took part in the march was to let more people know about the persecution. "The persecution is sustained by the Communist Party's lies," he said. "It is against humanity. We should not keep silent. We cannot live in peace, do business with China, and ignore the human rights crisis there." Elad has practiced Falun Gong for 9 years. He tells his students that if everyone followed Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the world would be a better place.
Raising awareness around the world about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. When people discover something good, they want to share it. When something good is threatened, people will call for help. Such is the case with Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, a Chinese cultivation practice for mind, body, and spirit. Falun Gong practitioners want to share this powerful and life-changing practice with those who are interested and also actively raise awareness of the brutal 19-year persecution faced by the practice in China. This report covers recent events in England, France, Canada, and New Zealand that focused on raising public awareness of the persecution. Practitioners called for support to secure the release of loved ones imprisoned in China and expose the regime's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, the majority of whom are Falun Gong practitioners. On June 3rd, practitioners in London held an event to call for help in securing the freedom of their family members imprisoned in China for their belief in Falun Gong. Ms. Wang Meihong and 14 other practitioners were arrested on April 23rd in Mudanjiang City, Heilongjiang Province, China. Thousands of miles away in London, her daughter Minghui is calling attention to her family's plight. Minghui says that she lost contact with her mother in March. That same day across the English Channel, practitioners in Paris held a similar event in front of the Eiffel Tower. Over the course of the event, many people signed the petition to condemn the persecution in China. Cod Hum, a human rights activist, said that dictators always get punished eventually, but she felt sad about the human rights crisis in China. She said, "Nonetheless, China is a country with spirituality. Today I found out about Falun Gong, which is a beautiful and powerful practice." Although some practitioners passed away due to the persecution, their spirit is with us. She encouraged practitioners to continue making their voices heard and encouraged Chinese people to stand up against the dictators. Canadian practitioners held a screening of a documentary during the 29th Annual Canadian Bioethics Society Conference in Halifax, Nova Scotia. The documentary, Human Harvest, tells the story of the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. The documentary won the Peabody Award in 2016 and the Best Documentary Award at the 2015 Hamilton Movie Festival in Canada. David Mattis, a well-known Canadian human rights lawyer, featured in the film for his investigative work into organ harvesting crimes, attended the screening and took questions from the audience. Practitioners in Auckland, New Zealand, held an event downtown on June 2nd to expose the persecution in China. They reenacted the tortures that have been inflicted on practitioners in the persecution and collected signatures on a petition condemning the atrocities and calling for their end.
Rally on Capitol Hill calls for end to persecution of Falun Gong. More than 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners from around the world held a rally on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., calling for an end to the 19-year persecution of Falun Gong in China. U.S. lawmakers, human rights activists, and representatives from non-governmental organizations also took part in the rally and expressed their support for Falun Gong's peaceful resistance to the persecution. The speakers condemned the Chinese regime's state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China, praised the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Falun Gong's core principles, and called upon the public to recognize the evil nature of the Communist Party. Alan Adler, executive director of Friends of Falun Gong and host of the event, raised the question of why the Chinese Communist Party has wanted to persecute a peaceful group of meditators for nearly two decades. He said the answer must lie in the hidden agenda of communism. Adler said, "No matter what forms communism may take, it has one goal, the destruction of humanity." He added that communism destroys tradition and cuts us off from the divine above and within ourselves. Congresswoman Elina Ross-Lehtinen of Florida said she knows about the evil specter of communism from her own experience in Cuba and the repression of all freedoms there. She said, "The ultimate goal of communism is the destruction of the human race. I know that personally to be true." Congressman Dana Rohrabacher of California addressed the practitioners with heartfelt remarks. He said he would not be a longtime supporter of Falun Gong based merely on the right of people to express their viewpoint. Rather, he identifies with the core principles of Falun Gong. "I am proud to stand with you and always have been," he said. Gail Manchin, vice chair of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, said, "When the Chinese authorities harass Falun Gong practitioners, when they detain, torture, sexually assault, experiment on, and forcibly harvest organs, their brutal actions not only defy countless international human rights standards and the broader rules-based international order, but they chip away at the very foundation of humanity. Because let us remember that freedom of religion or belief is not a government-granted right, it's a universal right available to all. It is up to us to never let China forget, to let them know that we are watching and do stand in solidarity with Falun Gong, not just in China, but all over the world."
The Hindu, a meditation that improves physical health and mind. The Hindu, the second most circulated English language newspaper in India, published an article on May 31st, introducing the ancient meditation of Falun Dafa. The article, entitled "A New Way to Health," described how the cultivation system was well received by Indians. The article stated, "Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is a modern Chinese spiritual practice that combines meditation and Qigong exercises that embrace the philosophy of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance." The author said the practice was founded by Master Li Hongzhi and brings a person to a state of wisdom and harmony. In addition, the five exercises can be performed anytime, anywhere. A workshop recently took place at Madurai, the second largest city in the state of Tamil Nadu. Tatiana, a Russian Falun Dafa practitioner from Puducherry, showed new practitioners how to do the exercises and corrected their movements. At the age of 63, she could sit easily in the full lotus position, while many people half her age could not do it. She said, "I have been doing Falun Dafa for 10 years, and it has worked wonders for me." Fashion designer Mamta Fomra brought Falun Dafa to Madurai. During a trip to New Zealand, she met Winnie and learned the exercises from her. She then invited Winnie to India for classes. Through Winnie, two practitioners from Bangalore, Chitra and Deepak, also joined to help organize the workshop. Deepak explained, "Falun Dafa is the kind of practice where you discover yourself and get self-refined with practice. I used to control my temper and it has made me a better person." Chitra added, I took up Falun Dafa as a last resort to a persistent backache troubling me for years. Within a week, I felt a positive difference, and my doctor visits stopped. Winnie said that she had been sick from time to time, which stopped after she began to practice Falun Dafa. Now I feel energetic all the time, and my whole lifestyle has improved for the better. Falun Dafa heals not just your body, but helps cultivate a positive attitude and strengthens your mind as well, she said. This article also mentioned that although the Communist Party banned Falun Dafa in China, the books and teachings have been translated into many languages, and the practice has gained popularity outside China.
Bringing truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to Canadians. Falun Gong practitioners from Canada participated in 4 community events last weekend. Many interested people took the chance to learn about this self-improvement practice that is guided by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The 30th Toronto Dragon Boat Festival was held on Toronto Centre Island last weekend. Nearly 200 teams with 5,000 members from Canada, the U.S., Europe, and Australia competed as 100,000 visitors watched. Local Falun Gong practitioners passed out flyers, demonstrated the exercises, collected signatures on petitions protesting the persecution, and taught the exercises. Many Chinese were also glad to run into Falun Gong practitioners at the festival. Mr. Wang and his family moved to Canada from China 6 years ago. They talked to practitioners for a long time. Mr. Wang said, I never believed the Communist Party's propaganda that slandered Falun Gong. After I moved to the free world, I read a lot on the internet, and I understand that Falun Gong teaches people to be good. I downloaded the Falun Gong books and videos and started to learn by myself. This is the first time I've ever talked to a practitioner, he added. I am very pleased. Practitioners from Oshawa, Ontario, attended 2 local events last weekend. At the 14th Peony Festival, practitioners set up a booth to show tourists the exercises. On June 17th, Falun Gong's waist drum team and a float participated in the Fiesta Festival parade. On Sunday, the Tian Guo Marching Band and the waist drum team participated in the Sound of Music Festival parade in Burlington. The band was warmly welcomed by the organizers and the audience. Bill Sumner, the organizer of the parade, had high praise for the Falun Gong band, saying, I really enjoy their performance. That is why we invite them every year. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.